Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have the 32nd annual Pick of the Vine, a wine and beer tasting event that takes place on Saturday, April 6th at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. This is a fundraiser for Senior Advocacy Services, and my guest is Senior Advocacy Services Executive Director, Krista Nelson. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about what you do as part of Senior Advocacy Services.
Well, the mission of Senior Advocacy Services is to support the seniors of our community. We have three programs. The first one is Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The second is HICAP, which is an acronym for Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program. And to make that simple, it's Medicare Counseling. Mm. And then the third is the Elder Justice Initiative. So our ombudsman program advocates for, by, and aside for people who live in long-term care. So that would be skilled nursing or assisted living. And basically, we help them solve problems. We also investigate elder abuse, which is always one of the tougher
Absolutely. Mandates. Very much needed work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a nonprofit, obviously, fundraising is a big part of probably what you do as an executive director. Tell us about the Pick of the Vine event, which will be coming up in April.
Well, so April 6th, we're really excited. We think we are probably the longest running event nonprofit fundraiser in Sonoma County. We don't know anyone, and maybe in the whole Northern California. For 32 years, we've been holding this event. So we're really proud of it. We have this year the most wineries we have ever had. We have 36 wineries.
Oh, nice.
We added beer a couple of years ago. So we have some, we're going to have a beer room. So we have four breweries who will be attending there. And then we have 16 different food partners to help enhance all that wonderful wine you're going to be having.
Excellent. There's also going to be art and auction items.
Yes, we have beautiful artists. A lot of our local artists who commit year after year. We have a Clark Mitchell every year, and he's quite renowned in the art community, and a lot of local artists. And then obviously our silent auction items are always fun for people to come look for new and adventurous items. And then we have a live auction also.
Excellent. And give me a little preview of some of the people who will be pouring wine and beer that I can look forward to.
Well, you might have seen in our local newspaper recently, Boutique Winery. They're out of Lakeville, so they're going to be with us this year as they were last year. But we, of course, have Corbell, and we have Carol Sheldon and St. Francis Winery. With the 36, it's quite a broad range, and we have small and big alike, which is what really makes it nice. We can really let some of our smaller vintners get in front of 500 attendees and share their wares.
Absolutely. And what else can people look forward to when they come to this event?
Well, I think the most fun is the fact that you're there with a lot of people who enjoy wine. It's your people.
Yes.
And you really get to see a real wide variety. I don't know about you, but I can't go to 36 wineries, even in multiple weekends.
Absolutely.
So you
right.
really get an opportunity to experience a lot of different types. And you're talking to the winemakers themselves. Often they have people who are really enthusiastic about what they've made this year in their pours.
Tickets are available on the event website, which is pickofthevine.org, and through Eventbrite. Tickets are $65 in advance, $75 at the door. Does this event sell out? Should people get advance tickets?
We always encourage people to get them as soon as possible. We do have a lot of room for people to come. Generally, we have very little room on the day of the event, so I suggest you definitely go on ahead of time.
Excellent. And people can also call 707-526-4108. For further information on attending, sponsoring, or donating auction items, too.
That would be wonderful. We always love to have people call and be able to give back in any way that they can.
Again, that's the Pick of the Vine Wine and Beer Tasting Event benefiting Senior Advocacy Services. My guest, Krista Nelson. Thank you very much, Krista.
Thank you so much again for having us. We look forward to seeing you on April 6th.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.